Hello, Virgo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Virgo December 2021 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to AnnieHelpsYou.com to see the interface for all the free goodies I make for you each month. I do all kinds of things that you'll want to connect with. And if you'd like to earn money as an astrologer, I can help you to do that too. Go to my school at LumeLife.com, L-U-M-E, Life.com. I also have free courses at my school on manifesting money and vibrant health and wellness. But if you want to earn money as an astrologer, you'll want to see my course, Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course. So this is for you if Virgo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement in Virgo that you watch for. This will be part of your astrological picture. If you're a late degree Virgo, so if your birthday is anywhere from September 11th through the rest of the sign, I also suggest that you watch my Libra report, because you cuspy people have a more complex read, and sometimes some aspects of your chart look more like the Libra, early Libra chart, than it does the Virgo charts. So between the Virgo and Libra reports, you late degree friends will have more coverage of your astrological picture. Big hot news, I've been asking you guys to run a free birth chart somewhere online so you can use my videos in a better way, because I go into details about degrees and other placements that you wouldn't know if you didn't see your chart. And now all of the members of my email community, which is a free community, will have access to run free birth charts as of the end of November. So if you sign up for my list at AnnieHelpsYou.com, you'll get the information on how you can do that. So what do we have going on this month? We've got five main things to talk about. Solar eclipse, end of the Sagittarius eclipse cycle, Venus retrograde. We've got a flow of energy through Scorpio, Sag, and Capricorn planets, and see how that can affect you. We've got the last square of the Saturn-Uranus square of the year. This has been a monumental experience for every individual and globally. And then we have Jupiter moving into Pisces, and this is of special significance because it opposes your sign. So we're going to talk about all of these things now. We're going to start with the solar eclipse. Major must know about this is that it's ending a cycle that began around March 2020. You remember in March 2020, the world shut down, and part of the astrological picture of what we experienced was brought about by these eclipses. So the aspects of the Gemini-Sagittarius eclipse cycle that have been relevant for 2020 and all of 2021 that are now coming to a conclusion of some sort, radical conclusion, or a new opening up along these lines, have to do with education, from near, from afar, in person, online, work from home, and going back in the office, has to do with mobility, transportation, travel, access to different countries and areas, anything having to do with our spiritual beliefs or our perspectives on things. Teaching, learning, international connections, education are all topics that are going to be front and center and are likely going to see some conclusions, with also the seeds for the new chapters being born at this time. Now, for Virgo placements, this is a challenged aspect. So actually the eclipse and all the planets moving through Sagittarius this month are going to put pressure on you. Now, you don't have to worry about this. This isn't something to fear. The best thing to remember about these pressured aspects is that they create friction, and friction creates productivity and change. So it does light a fire under your butt to make some changes, and it does make some impetus for you to start to have some solutions that are coming from long-standing problems that might be glaring a little bit more loudly at this time. But again, you don't have to fear it. Sagittarius energies tend to be very optimistic and can offer some relief from your Virgo worrying and your tendency to overanalyze, okay? So you might be spurred to action. You'll find you're definitely going to be very busy, and there is definitely going to be a lot going on, but it definitely can be very fun and very lighthearted and can give you a major break from the types of things that you're usually focused on or worried about. There is going to be a strong focus on your home and family sector. Okay, so I suggest that you watch my Eclipses in Sagittarius video. You can find this by organically searching for Annie Botticelli Eclipses in Sagittarius, or you can just look on my YouTube homepage and you'll see the eclipse series, which is going to have all of the ones I'm going to list for you. So watch eclipses in Sag. Also watch eclipses in Cancer, because your home and family and real estate and housing situations are very likely going to have a conclusion or have a new chapter, or something very important is going to be going on in those areas. And you can see more in my eclipses in Cancer, because that's the house that it's happening in for you. Now, if you are in the later degree spectrum, I also will just say all of the September born, I also suggest you watch my eclipses in Gemini. Now, you will have already been doing that, because we have, or this will be relevant for you either way, because the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle is bringing up things in Gemini, but there's some extra relevance for you September born, or 11 to 29 degrees, of the types of changes that can come from that eclipse placement. But the basic thing to know about eclipses is that we are often going to say goodbye to things, sometimes that we don't want to say goodbye to, sometimes that we do want to say goodbye to, that we've been trying to release. We're also going to say hello to things, and we are also going to become in some way more available for our highest expression in this lifetime. Big must know about eclipse time is that eclipses run along the ecliptic, and the north and south node run along the ecliptic, and so this has to do with your karma and your dharma. Clearing up old karma and stepping into your highest expression in this lifetime are all opportunities that will come from the hellos and goodbyes that happen from the eclipse cycle. Okay, so that's December 4th, 12 degrees Sagittarius solar eclipse, last in the cycle. But do remember, and you can see more about this in my November horoscope, that the new cycle, the Taurus-Scorpio cycle that was opened up in November, that is still influencing in December, is going to be more friendly to your Virgo placements. Okay, so if you've been having a hard time in this eclipse cycle, then hopefully you'll have some relief and you'll have some conclusion and solutions come through now. All right, so the next big must know is that December 19th, Venus goes in retrograde. It's retrograde from December 19th through January 29th, but the shadow period started around November 18th and goes in the post-shadow period through March 2nd. So from November 18th through March 2nd, we are very much enmeshed in Venus retrograde. And there are a lot of must-knows about this, way more than I can tell you in this video, but I am going to give you very important highlights. But I suggest you watch my Venus in retrograde video, because Venus rules love and relationships and romance, and it rules money and finances and income, and it rules self-esteem and design and beauty and all of the projects and topics along those lines. So it covers a lot, and the transit is long. And big thing to know, big must know, you're not seeing clearly at this time. So if you're not seeing clearly, you might make decisions in those areas that are not the ones that you're going to want in the long term, but they might be binding. So the biggest must know about this is, if you're going to do something in those areas, then the best things to do are short term, low stakes, flexible. Okay? So example of this, if you're going to design your house, don't redesign your whole house at this time. You can start thinking about it, start doing research about it, start doing vision boards with ideas that you have. But I would wait to make the final decisions until Venus is clear, because you have rose-colored glasses on, you're not seeing clearly in design. But if you want to do something simple like spruce up your garden, clean up some old things that were broken and get some new things, get new throw pillows, paint a wall, something that you can easily afford, something that's easily changeable. Those are perfect for this time. And you might find that a lot of that's going on, but it's the longer, harder to, longer term, harder to fix, like body art or shaving your head if you had long hair, or, doing something, physical enhancements, something like that. Those are not always the best indicated, but you can get very well educated on this transit by watching my Venus retrograde video, and also looking at my Venus retrograde through the signs and houses series at anniehelpsyou.com. Now, specifically, you will look at Venus retrograde in Capricorn, and you will also look at Venus retrograde through the fifth house, because that's what's going to be going on for you. Now, on that topic, something very, very positive is that Venus retrograde can bring in amazing things from the past, and the odds that this is going to happen for Virgo is through the roof because it's making a trine for you. So that whole time that Venus is in Capricorn, much longer than usual, especially if you are a September born Virgo, or your degrees are between 11 and 26 degrees, you're going to get triple kisses as Venus makes a trine with your placement, then Venus retrogrades, makes a trine again, then Venus makes a third trine. Don't worry if you're an August born, you are not being left out of any of this. All of those potentials are there for you as well. There's just extra energy because of the angles being made. But just Venus being in a sign that is supportive to you is going to enhance it for you August born as well. So the chance that you're going to have love from the past, rekindle your current romance, have a romantic partner return, somebody that you knew before, maybe not even in a romantic context, could come back in and you might try that on. Issues from the past might surface in love or money or self-esteem, but you have a great chance of resolving those things. And actually, in my Venus retrograde through the signs series at anniehelpsyou.com, I have suggestions on how you can work with the inner work to help to get to those positive ends. You're very likely going to have business and money and income and career in the forefront. For those of you who are retired or for whom money doesn't matter, you might find this has to do with your place out in the world and just showing up with your gifts and your lifetime of experience of how you're going to make that accessible and interact with people to share what you know and to, you know, offer gifts that you have to other people. But either way, if you are in the workforce or want to be, this has a very strong chance at enhancing your work sector and your money sector. So it's very positive. Okay, so the next big must know is that we do have Mars continuing to move through Scorpio. Again, this is a great thing for Virgo placements, and this is good for all of you, but especially if you're from 21 through 29 degrees, or like the last 8 or so days of the sign, so we'll say like September 15th through the rest of the sign, you'll get a big kiss from Mars. Mars rules action, so all Virgos can see more ambition, more impetus, more oomph, more drive, more clarity about what you're trying to do, and more support from partners or partnerships or other resources, including the government or taxes or, you know, any kind of money, inheritances, any kind of money or support can fuel your projects at this time. If you need help to, you know, make a purchase or to do something, you might find that that is more readily available, and the more you look for it, the more you'll find it. Okay, in general, let's see. Yes, okay, we talked about that. So the next big must know is that we have the third clash of the Saturn-Uranus square, February 14th, June 14th, and now December 24th. This is also going to be strong energetically again from August through November of 2022. And a lot of themes are coming up for individuals and the world. I highly suggest you watch my Saturn square Uranus video. Search for Annie Botticelli Saturn square Uranus, because this is a very major, major aspect that is very far-reaching, very long-term, and affects us on our daily level as individuals in our process, but also affects us in the global experience. Big storylines that are coming up here are the foundations of everything are being tested. All of the systems of our own daily systems and the world systems are being tested. New things are coming in through the Uranus erratic, new novel energies. So it's basically the old versus the new, tradition versus innovation, and rebellion versus authority, and slavery versus freedom. So all of those topics are going to come up in your individual experience. Where are you enslaved? You know, and all of the wise people who try to give us spiritual messages will always say enslavement first begins in our minds. Now, that's not to say that obviously physical enslavement in one way or another isn't a reality, but people can be free in their minds regardless of whether they're enslaved. Like, let's say you're in a job and you feel like you're a slave to your job. No one can take your thoughts from you, right? You are still free to dream. You're still free to work on and create things. And so looking at your relationship with where you feel like you are enslaved and where you feel like you need freedom, and your definitions of those things are going to be very front and center, and you might make some headway. There is a little caution here to not throw the baby out with bathwater. People might feel like they want to rebel. Anger may surface when we realize ways that we've been repressed, and that can cause us to want to erupt or make big decisions. But it's best to try to get the energies out in a safe way, in a productive way, and then once the charge is off of them, then make the decisions. Because combined with the Venus being in retrograde and this aspect going on, there are certain things you might not see clearly about, and you might not be able to well see the implications of things that you do now, especially if they're erratic or sudden or extreme. Okay, so there's a revolution happening within you, and the degree to which you are going to express that is in process. And the more you can channel out your emotions in a healthy, productive way, the more you can have clarity about how to best use these potentials to help you have more freedom and more creative flow. Now, this also makes a time when there's new potentials for new industry and new innovation. So yes, these clashes, like I talked about before, can be conflictive and stressful, but yes, they also can bring the ideas and the sudden insights that can help you to see the bigger picture. So if you find that you're afraid or you're in fight or flight and you're not able to think clearly and you're emotional, put your hand on your forehead. This is a natural thing that we do. Like if someone asks you something and you're stressed, what do? Oh, okay, let me think about this, right? You put your hand on your forehead. When you do this, it actually helps you to regain access to your prefrontal cortex. Prefrontal cortex is what makes us different from other creatures. And the capacity to use that is diminished when we're in fight or flight or freeze. So if you find you're in fight or flight or freeze, you're not going to access higher insights, higher solutions. You're not going to be able to break out of the cycle that created the problem unless you can access the prefrontal cortex, which you can't do if you're in fight, flight, or freeze. And you can help yourself access that by putting your hand on your forehead. Sometimes you might need to do this for a long time, 5 minutes or more, and breathe. Sometimes you might just do it for a minute and that just like brings you right back, right? But this is something that you can utilize in a moment of stress or in general to try to help you access your creative genius. And that is what part of what this is about, is accessing your creative genius, where you're balancing the hemispheres of your brain and developing your corpus callosum. That's the matter that connects, the network that connects the right and left hemispheres. All of the geniuses that people have been able to look at the brains of have had a very well-developed corpus callosum, which means that their right and left brain, their logic, which Virgo is well known for, and intuition, which Virgo also has, but sometimes talks themselves out of, where you use those both sides of your brain to supercharge your genius and to access your super self. All right, so all of this pressure can help you to create more balance, which can help you to access your highest expression. So that's exciting. All right, so that is December 24th, but you will feel it all month. It will be strong into January, then it will start to wane, and we'll come back again August through November of 2022. All right, then our last big must know is that December 28th, Jupiter's moving into Pisces. We did have a little dip into this and a little taste of what this would look like in the summer of 2021, or winter for you all down under, when Jupiter popped into Pisces. So themes that came up then are likely to come back again, and this is going to center around a lot of different things. For Virgo, this is very focused on relationships. Your relationship with other people, your relationship to yourself, and key relationships in your life. There's this push and pull for, you know, issues of codependency, and the topic of you defining your self-esteem on what you do for other people. This is a very, very big ongoing issue for Virgo placements, and you're going to have big opportunities to have some insights, get some clarity, and heal this, which is this making your self-esteem be set in what you do for other people, because that's a dangerous slippery slope. Now, while you'll probably always be in service in one way or another, that's just how you're minded, it is important for you to be in service to yourself as well, and realize that the more that you find that balance and the more that you really give yourself the time and space by not doing as much sometimes for others. First of all, it opens them up to do some things for themselves that maybe they need to do. Second of all, it helps you to even show up more. All right, so this push and pull is happening. But one of the great things that can happen from this is that you can meet your person, your significant other, or you can go further in your relationships. It's going to be very, very, very common at this time for Virgos. From now, this is especially strong from the end of December through May 11th for all Virgo placements. And those of you who are later in the sign, so the later you get into September, the longer this is going to be going on after May for you, okay? But the chance for you to find your significant other, your perfect person, if you've already found that person, the odds are that you'll get engaged, or if you're engaged, get married, or if you're married, you have a baby, or to expand your children, or if you're together with someone, then you start a business with them or do other things. This energy is additive, right? And the energy is going to expand your relationships and can bring a lot of key people into your life at this time. So it also might bring in a lot of options. If you're single, or even if you're not, people that may test your relationship space or opening up options in your relationship space, both from the business, the romantic, the friendships, the clients. This is an amazing cycle for expanding all of your relationships, finding key people to help you with things like your perfect accountant or your perfect lawn person or something like that. And it's also really, really helpful for bringing everything to the next level of whatever you already have. All right, so key karmic relationships are going to come in at this time. Expansion and growth is going to happen in the relationships. If there are core issues, those are going to come up, especially for the Venus retrograde. But again, this is, you know, the Venus retrograde is in a nice aspect for you. This Jupiter is opposing your sign, but it still doesn't have to take away from the benevolence and the amazing expansion that's going to happen. If you're trying to increase your client base, you can do so astronomically at this time and astrologically. And if you're trying to start a new business or start something, now not necessarily, Venus retrograde is not necessarily the best time to start a new business unless it's a short-term business. But if you started your business in November, which is a good time, I give you dates in the November reports of good times for launches, then you might find that you can very quickly add to your client base. And also going back to old clients in the past might really, really benefit you at this time. So in general, it's a cycle of expansion in your relationship sector on every level. It's going to test certain, you know, things about how you relate, but it will offer the opportunities to resolve those issues. And it's overall very benevolent and very exciting for everything having to do with relationships. The later you are into September, or the later you are in degree, means you're also going to be simultaneously having Jupiter work still in your sixth house, which has to do with pets and animals, health and healing, and your organization and your daily systems. Okay, so I have given you a massive amount of information and must-knows to help you make the most of this month and to know what could be coming so that you can best prepare for it. If you want to have even more information, go to anniehelpsyou.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter. On the anniehelpsyou.com site, you'll see the interface for all the free things that I do for you each month, and there are so many. When you sign up for my free email newsletter, you get Shine, my 28-day virtual coaching package. Talk about inner work. This is an inner work powerhouse that I give you for free as a member of my email community. Also, new perk starting towards the end of November, as a member of my email community, you will also get access to run a free birth chart and see what placements and degrees you have so that you can use my videos that I make for you, these in-depth videos, in even greater ways. I have so many other resources, including books, my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You can find it actually on bookshelves in all the major booksellers in the United States and lots of other countries too. And if it's not there on the shelf when you walk in, you can definitely order it. It's on Amazon. It's pretty much everywhere. And it's a guidebook to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. If you'd like to be an astrologer as your profession, or just casually earn some money from your love of astrology, or just help yourself and your friends and family, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I go into lots of details, crazy amount of details in my free offerings, you should see what I give you in that course. So you can check that out at LumeLife.com, LumeLife.com. I also have some free courses on wellness and abundance at that site, which you can tap into. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.